They say the game's on lock. Yeah. They say the game's on lock. Well, I gotta see it. I work hard, even during the preseason and plus training camp. So what you think of that? I'm headed to the top and I don't need a map. Want lyrics like this, you're gonna need an app. You know I ball, talking no fumble. Why calling plays straight from the huddle? So what team's on the bubble? Cause I might be courtside. Deshaun and Jeremy got that insight on everything that you need to know. Don't get it confused with the average talk show. We talking rivals and upsets. Gossip, the latest news is a subject. From home runs to who came in last, and the alley hoops that came off the glass. So what you need to ask, this is the one and only Bachelor Pad.
Yes, welcome to the Bachelor Pad. We're back after a couple weeks off. Last week we were off because I refused to talk to you because you didn't get the Eminem CD yet. Have you finally gotten it, Chuki?
No.
You what? Know what? You know I didn't. We would have talked about it by now.
Oh, I thought you were just saving it all for the show.
No, I was not. All right, look, look. We could tell the listeners a little personal thing that's going on with me right now. My bank account was hacked, and I still haven't received my new card. So I haven't even, like, I have to write checks to myself in order to get cash. And the times I've done that, it's been for, like, gas and food. So I haven't, you know, I haven't said, let me get, you know, another $15 to go buy Eminem CD. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Eminem. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I'm going to have it by.
Just download it.
I'm going to buy it tomorrow. I'm going to buy it tomorrow. I'm not downloading right. Shit.
I don't know if we're doing this show anymore.
That's a legit excuse.
I know it is a legit excuse. And I mean, again, I do feel bad that what happened to your bank account happened. But there's no excuse when it comes to technology.
Right, right. I think I texted you last week. This is one of those situations where I should probably just go in and download it. But
yeah, it's been out a couple of weeks. You could still buy it. I mean, I downloaded it when it leaked, and I still got it because I already pre-ordered the album from iTunes. So I still got the legit album, but I couldn't wait. I had to listen to it, and it's still amazing, and you're lame because you haven't listened to it.
I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. I promise.
Listen, Rap God, that's still my shit.
Okay.
I'm with you on...
That's the only song I've heard.
Well, you've heard Berserk.
And Berserk. Rap God and Berserk. Yeah.
And you said you heard Survival.
Okay, yeah. See, I'm... Okay, yeah, Survival. How many tracks is on there?
If you get the deluxe edition, it's like 22. Otherwise, yeah, it's like 18, I think.
Oh, okay.
All right. I will say, and... I mean, Eminem said this himself. There's a track called Don't Front, which you might have to download because it's actually like it came with the Call of Duty Ghosts game or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think I read about that.
Yeah, and that's a really good track. And Eminem said he wanted to put that on the Marshall Mathers LP2, but the sample didn't clear in time, so that's why he had to release it with the video game. I feel like that was supposed to take place of Survival. It's just the sample didn't clear in time, and so he had to put Survival on there anyway. If you replace Survival with Don't Front, the album becomes even better, so I like to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Just get the CD. I don't care how you're
I'm going to get it tomorrow, I promise. I feel really bad because I get every CD like the day it comes out. And this is like the first CD I haven't gotten this year. And it was the one I was most excited about.
Yeah, the best CD of the year. I don't know about that. Best rap CD of the year.
Okay.
You got Big Sean's album when I told you that was a mistake. But here you are still waiting for the Eminem.
And you know what? For some reason, I like listening to the actual CDs in my car instead of like plugging up my iPod. So I have like a 6-disc changer. And I've been saying to myself, whenever I buy Eminem CD, I'm taking Big Sean CD out and putting Eminem's in.
Good.
Yeah. Still be Ariana Grande, Janelle Monae, Drake, J. Cole, Eminem.
That's a good rotation.
Yeah.
I approve of that.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a good 2013 rotation.
Yeah. And after you buy the Eminem CD, read my track by track review so you understand it all.
Okay, it definitely will.
All right. Well, we're not going to talk about the Eminem CD since you don't have it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. God, what's wrong with you? I want to talk, since you just mentioned it off the air, you mentioned it on Twitter. You're going to see Miley Cyrus in concert. What is the deal with this?
Okay. And I don't want anybody to be confused as if I actually went out and bought tickets to go see Miley Cyrus. I had to put it out there. My brother, my big brother Dante, he went to the American Music Dramatic Academy in New York. This was about 10 years ago, maybe. And he became really good friends with Jason Derulo, who was just, you know, one of his classmates.
Jason Derulo!
Yeah.
He says his name on every track.
Yeah, he does. But it's funny, you know, Dante tells me stories about how, like, they used to, like, sit down and write songs together and stuff. It's just weird now that he's, like, you know, a star now. So, Jingle Ball is coming to Washington, D.C., which is, I live close to there, and, my brother hit him up and was like, you know, can we get, cause usually when he comes to town, he gives us tickets and we get to hang out with him backstage and stuff. So it just so happens that Miley Cyrus is on the card. So I'm going to be witnessing her twerking and finger fucking live. So I'll record.
Wish you luck.
I was saying that maybe when I go to the bathroom, but that is something that I would actually like to see because of how horrible it is. Not because I'm actually interested in seeing her perform. It's just, it's going to be quite kind of funny to me. And I like Wrecking Ball, and, you know, I don't want to see her do that Jay's on my, I did hear that Jay's on my feet shit that you were talking about. My God.
Oh, with Mike Will made pancakes?
Yeah.
What a stupid fucking name. Mike Will made it.
Yeah.
She dyed her eyebrows as well. You didn't know about this until I sent you the pictures.
Yeah, I have it up on my computer screen right now as we speak, and I just keep randomly looking at it. She looks like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I shouldn't say dyed. I mean bleach. So basically, they look like they're not there. And
now in the article, does it say that she actually bleached them? I haven't read it yet because I mean they look gone.
Yeah, they're there. I mean, if you look, you can see them. But yeah, it says they're bleached.
She looks like Marilyn Manson. Looks just like
not a good look at all. I don't know why a normal person. Well, my style is not normal, but I don't know why she would do this. It's just I don't understand this.
Who does understand her?
I don't know. Apparently, Liam is single again.
He didn't understand her.
Yeah, maybe they can get back together. It's art, Chuki. It's art. All of it.
Art. It's all art. Yeah. Especially the bleached eyebrows. That's definitely art. Artistic.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it means yet, but we'll figure it out. There's some kind of symbolic meaning behind it. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure of it, too. Miley Cyrus doesn't do things just to do things.
Oh, no. This means something. This means something. I'll ask her.
Yeah. This should be your one and only. If you only have one question, ask her why she bleached her eyebrows.
Now I'm gonna say, what is the art, the artistic background of the bleached eyebrows? You can't just ask her why she bleached them. Yeah,
that's
just best. She'll think I'm ignorant if I ask that.
Yeah. All right. You've thought this out. I appreciate.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Got to know how to approach her.
Yeah. Guess so. Are you watching the AMAs this weekend? Did you know the AMAs were this weekend?
I didn't know until I saw Ariana Grande tell me to vote for her. So I voted for her for Best New Artist, and I'll be watching, hoping that she wins. She probably won't. But
was she performing?
I have no idea. I didn't know anything about the awards. I really didn't.
I feel like there's 8 million performers.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually how that award show is. It's just filled with a whole bunch of different performances. But so are you up on things? Did you know about it?
I knew it existed. I knew it was this weekend. I mean, it's on ABC, and I watch a number of shows on ABC.
Yeah.
So I've seen plenty of ads for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a long – she is. She's doing a two-song medley, apparently, Ariana Grande I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah. Seriously? On stage? In front of the crowd? Oh, my God.
Katy Perry's the opening act. Miley Cyrus is the closing act. That's scary.
Miley Cyrus is the closing act?
That's what it says.
I don't have anything to say.
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch. I kind of refuse to watch because Pitbull is the host, and I
Wait a minute. Pitbull is the host, and Miley Cyrus is the closing act.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the worst Survivor Series of all time instead.
Oh God, we can talk about that. I just did a podcast with Zonka.
Oh, it's seriously gonna be the worst Survivor Series ever.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was this weekend until
I had
Monday
no
night.
Idea. You know what? I was watching Raw on Monday, and then I saw like a commercial. It was like at the beginning of Raw, they went to commercial, and then they showed, you know, a commercial for this Sunday. And I said to myself, well, what are the matches? Because I mean, I know that I knew that it was going to be Randy Orton against Big Show, but that's pretty much all I knew at that point. And Cena against Del Rio. That's just WWE. So I guess Survivor Series is just not important anymore.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be. I mean, remember a few years ago they tried to get rid of it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the Rock and when the Rock and Cena teamed up, that was their way of, you know, trying to bring it back. But that was also a horrible pay-per-view that I saw live in Madison Square Garden.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Rock and John Cena against the Miz and R-Truth and the tag team.
Well, anything with the Miz is terrible.
Yeah, except for the Real World New York.
Yeah, and when he was on the challenges.
I awesome. Loved him on the challenges, him and Coral. Yeah.
But now that he's actually like in pro wrestling, he sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy Orton against the Big Show. That's I don't care.
I seriously want the Big Show to retire.
He's gonna lose. It's gonna be some stupid screw job because they have to do a screw job at Survivor Series. They just can't help themselves. Especially with this whole authority angle and stuff. Like, they really cannot help them.
Yeah, this whole authority angle, like, we've never seen this before.
Yeah. It's going to suck. I am looking forward to Punk and Bryan teaming up and that 10-man tag with the Rhodes and the Usos and Rey Mysterio.
That's definitely going to be. And there's also a rumor that Rey Mysterio might not be able to wrestle.
I think he'll be able to work. He just won't do much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can't put that name on a card and then just take it away like that.
I mean, it's a 10-man tag, so right, it's not like he has to do much in the first place. He just kind of go out there, hit a couple of spots.
I am excited about those matches. Dude, the AMAs are going to suck so bad that we just started talking about Survivor Series. We just jumped right into Survivor Series. We said, Pitbull is the host. Survivor Series.
Dude, Pitbull. I mean, why
is Pitbull the host? Why?
Why does Pitbull exist?
Yeah, that's true. You gotta ask his mother and father.
What was that?
I said you have to ask his mother and father.
Oh, God. Just absolutely terrible. Let's look at some of these awards here. They only have like 3 nominees for each category. What kind of category only has 3 nominees? Artist of the Year, the only categories that have more than 3 is Artist of the Year, New Artist of the Year. Artist of the Year is Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. God forbid they win.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Bruno Mars, Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake. It's got to be Swift or Timberlake. I'd be fine with Bruno.
I'd be totally fine with Bruno. But Macklemore is going to win. I'll bet the right testicle.
No, I don't think he's going to win this because he's also up for New Artist of the Year.
You know what?
He's up for Artist of the Year and New Artist of the Year.
So Ariana Grande is definitely not going to win. You're just destroying me right now.
The other people on New Artist of the Year is Florida Georgia Line. They suck. Ariana Grande, Imagine Dragons. I do like them. Macklemore and Phillips. So hopefully
Macklemore, they're not even new. God.
New to the mainstream.
Whatever.
I feel like Phillip Phillips has been around for like 2 years as well.
I can't stand stuff like that.
Didn't he win American Idol like seriously 3 years ago or something?
I don't know. He does suck though. But I think Justin Timberlake is probably going to win Artist of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, he did come out with 2 albums.
He did. He put in work.
Favorite pop rock male artist, Bruno Mars, Robin Thicke, Justin Timberlake. That's a fine category.
All right, they'll give that to Bruno and give Artist of the Year to Justin.
I always hate when that happens.
Yeah, it's like here, but here. You know, it's just weird. How are you the Artist of the Year, but you're not the best pop rock artist?
Yeah, especially when your competition was nominated in the same category.
Right. Don't get me started on Taylor Swift and Beyonce. I was totally on Taylor Swift's side.
That's kind of what I was getting at, but
yeah.
We have to talk about not that specifically, but someone involved in that whole fiasco.
Oh God.
Favorite pop rock female artist: Pink, Rihanna, Taylor Swift. Of course, gotta go with Taylor.
Well,
favorite.
What? Okay. Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Because it's just weird to me that Taylor Swift is nominated this year, but it makes sense. All that stuff was in this time period.
I'd be like, happy if Pink won. I do like Pink.
I was going to say Pink, but Taylor Swift, the timing makes sense.
Here's the weird thing. She's nominated, Taylor Swift is, for favorite pop rock female artist and also favorite country female artist.
Yeah, see, no. See, that's what they're gonna give her favorite country. They're going to give pop rock to Pink.
Yeah, same thing with favorite pop rock album. The choices are Take Me Home, One Direction, God Forbid They Win.
Oh.
Red, Taylor Swift, and 2020 Experience, Justin Timberlake. I feel like One Direction will probably win that.
No. No.
Also, favorite country album, Taylor Swift nominated for that as well.
Yeah. Well, what would you consider? I she kind of falls under pop rock to me.
I consider her country pop. She's in her own category.
I could see that, yeah. Because the way her songs are written, it's like a country style type song, but it has like pop appeal to it.
Yeah. So yeah. I always consider her just country pop. You'll love this one. I'm skipping around here, and I'm skipping a few awards. You'll love this one. Favorite rap artist. You want to take a guess at the three nominees?
Oh, just three?
Yeah, I told you. It's only three for every category.
Kendrick Lamar?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
He's nominated for favorite rap album, but not favorite rap artist.
Oh, Flo Rida?
No, that would be terrible.
Oh, he's also going to be at the concert I'm going to. Oh, my God. I'm going to
this concert was free.
Hot dog or something. Terrible. It's very expensive, actually. Yeah, okay, so not Flo Rida, not Pitbull, because he's the host. That would be a conflict of interest. is it guys that I like?
No, that's what makes it funny.
Oh, man. Kanye West?
No, thank God.
Jesus, like who? Jay-Z?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
We've already talked about one of him. He's been nominated for like eight different things already.
Wait a minute. Who?
Macklemore.
No.
Yeah.
No. And who's the third one?
Your favorite artist ever. Wheezy F Baby, and the F is for favorite rap artist.
Are you kidding me, Jeremy?
No.
I don't have anything to say.
Yep, those are the nominees.
The best best rapper of 2012-2013 is either Jay-Z, Macklemore, or Lil Wayne. That's what you're telling me. You know what? As much as I love Kobe Bryant, that is worse than ranking Kobe Bryant 25th in the NBA. That's worse. I thought Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, even Kanye West. Fuck it. My God.
Favorite album is Magna Carta, Holy Grail, The Heist, and Good
Kid, Wait. So it's favorite rap album.
Yeah, album. Yeah, rap album, not overall album. I don't think they have a category for that.
Okay. So you said Good Kid, Mad City. Okay, so Kendrick's album is able to be nominated for favorite rap album, but the actual rapper is able to be nominated in the rap category.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Because Lil Wayne has to be in there, even though I don't think he released anything this year. And if he did, it definitely sucked.
That mixtape.
As I said, it definitely sucked.
Yeah. Man, this is horrible. They just made me want to watch Survivor Series. That's crazy.
And the Icon Award is going to Rihanna.
Can we move on to the next topic?
AMAs, everybody. This Sunday.
Are we talking about that next week?
Oh, yeah. You know something big's going to happen. Didn't Miguel do the leg drop at last year's AMAs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what Miley Cyrus is going to do.
Exactly. You know Miley's going to do something crazy. Pregnant Kelly Clarkson's going to be up there. I'm a big fan of Kelly Clarkson, by the way.
Oh, I love Kelly Clarkson. Definitely.
Kendrick Lamar is performing.
Is Drake performing?
Drake, no. It looks like Kendrick Lamar's the only rap artist performing, but he can't get nominated for favorite rapper.
Yeah, of course not. I can't wait to see Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
I really can't.
Performing.
She's gonna. For those who don't know, because you know, there's still people who don't exactly know too much about her. She's gonna impress people.
Weird.
Yeah, because they're weird, definitely. But she's gonna make a name for herself on Sunday.
I think she already had. I mean, yeah, Sunday will help, but
there's still people like the song with Mac Miller. Everybody like that was not Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? Like I still hear that. I still hear people say stuff like that. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, because Mariah Carey never did songs like that.
Right.
I mean, she was number one on the Billboard charts with her first CD ever as a woman. Like, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, as a young woman.
Yeah, so I think she's already made a name for herself.
And a lot of people actually do know who Kat is.
Yeah, from the Nickelodeon show.
But they identify her with Kat. They're like, that's Kat, you know. So, some people would probably say that on Sunday.
Yeah, remember when you hated her voice?
I was like, oh my God, I can't stand her. I hate the character. I hate the Kat character. I really do.
I like the character because she's so dumb. And
Yeah,
I'm kind of with you on the voice. That voice does kind of get annoying, though.
Yeah. It's just weird that she's singing. Because she actually does kind of talk like that. But her singing voice is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her perform. That'll be fun. Anyway, everybody else. I don't know. Again,
speaking of which, I found Sam's Vine, and I was up all night watching her 6-second clip vines, like all night. And I said to myself,
"Please," but I'm sure it's kind of meant to.
No, like seriously, at like 1 a.m, and I like put my phone down and I said out loud, "What is wrong with you?"
Like Sam's Vine or Jeanette McCurdy's Vine?
Jeanette McCurdy's Vine.
Okay, I didn't know if like Sam had her.
No. But she's the same exactly. It's like it's almost as if she might not be a good actress because she's just the same. She's just Sam.
Well, what other roles has she played?
Right. That's true. But yeah, I mean, like the reason why I said like what am I doing is because they weren't even really that like good of vines. It's like she's like just a normal girl type vines. It's kind of annoying. And I don't know, I was finding myself saying ew, I don't like her anymore, and then there were times where I was saying yeah, I like her, and I just kept watching like just 6-second clips after 6-second clips.
Yeah, you know you like her. It's okay.
You should check it out.
Carly's
in some of them.
Oh, okay. I am a Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah, she's in some of them, so
all right, maybe I'll watch.
Kind of cute. Like, they're, like, blasting, like, hip-hop music, and they, like, we're thugs. Yeah, it's kind of cute.
All right. Maybe I'll watch some of those.
Okay.
I'm not big onto the Vine and
I know. Yeah, you're mad at me for not downloading CDs, but you won't even look Vine videos.
I'll watch them if they get posted, but I don't follow Jeanette McCurdy, so I don't watch them.
I don't know how I ended up on her Vine, to be honest. I have no clue.
Yeah,
for some reason I was I did not look her up.
Sure.
Maybe I did. I don't. There's no other way I could have ended up on her Vine. But I
it's
did.
Okay.
Okay. There's vines that she had without makeup on, and it's I'm like,
she seems like she'd still be kind of cute without makeup.
I'm gonna send you a couple of the vines.
All right, send me a few.
There's one particular vine where I felt bad for her because like every single comment under the vine was like, "Oh my god, she's ugly without makeup." Like every comment, I was like, "Ah."
I'll have to look at him. I'll give you, like I did with the Trinidad James freestyle.
Yeah.
I'll give you my play-by-play on her vine.
Yeah. You know we never sway each other wrong.
Yeah, this is true. I trust your opinion.
All
right. I trust what you tell me.
Let's just say that most of the time you're right. You're right more than most. Yeah. I would say that you're more right than I am when we do disagree with each other. So what I'm going to admit to you right now is after watching those vines, you were right. Carly is greater than Sam.
Thank you. Oh, that's the biggest win of my career.
Yeah.
Retiring on top.
And I'll show you why, but I believe that you're right now.
All right. Yeah, I've always been a big Miranda Cosgrove fan. Even
I think I would much rather wake up next to Miranda.
Yeah, I like her. She's a little cutie pie.
Yeah, she is.
I feel so wrong saying that as a 25-year-old where she's like 18 or 19.
No, she might be a little bit older than what we think she is. No, she's like 19 probably.
Yeah.
Probably 19.
How old Miranda Cosgrove?
But that's legal. You just can't take her to a bar.
Oh, she's 20.
Yeah, man, what?
Yeah.
If that's too young, then I need to stop talking to the girls I'm currently talking to.
Yeah, she's a little cutie. I like Miranda Cosgrove.
Dude, we're getting old.
Do you realize
we're getting old, man? We said she's 20. Like, that is just so old.
What's the Matthew McConaughey line? It's, I like high school chicks because even though I get older, they stay the same age.
Yeah. Or one of the – yes, true. That's very true. One of the worst lines I've ever heard is so funny to me, but it's so disturbing. If she's old enough to cross the street, she's old enough to get hit. I have no idea where I heard that from, but yeah, it's been stuck on my mind. But it's so creepy because the smallest little girl can cross the street.
Yeah, that's why I don't know about that one. I want to real quickly. I want to talk about, and I know it's not going to be real quickly, but you mentioned steering each other wrong and stuff. I think you linked it to me. I've been linked to it like 5 times, I swear to God, which tells you all you need to know about where I stand with my friends. And every single time they link me to it, they're like, what the fuck did I just watch? And you know what I'm talking about.
What?
Did you actually watch it?
Oh, the video.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
All right. I think you texted me about it.
Yeah. I actually wrote an article about it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I have. I don't know. I think you did a retweet me, so I appreciate that. But I'm starting to write a weekly gossip column now.
Yeah.
Again, and that is one of the topics on this week. Is that? Yeah. This video.
Your
and,
response to it was just awesome. When I texted you, what you said back to me, just fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. Like
you really gave me my laugh for the day.
Well, I mean, people are, if you don't know what we're talking about, this Bound 2 video with Kanye West. First off, I've never liked this song. I've always thought the song sucked.
Right.
So
the whole CD sucks.
Yeah, the whole CD is not very good. But this Bound 2 video, it's him and his wife, Kim Kardashian, just having sex on a motorcycle. Because they're bound to each other, I guess. I don't know. As I texted you, though, if I want to watch her have sex, I will pop in the Ray J video.
Yeah.
Like, why do I want to watch this?
Yeah, from the pictures and clips that I've seen, I haven't actually watched the whole video. I guess she's like, you know, grinding on him topless on a motorcycle. And like from the tweets I've seen, and it sounds like that's the whole video. Like they're just driving on a motorcycle and she's just grinding on him. So, yep.
Kanye West, always a visionary.
Yeah, it's very artistic. You want to talk about artistic? Sure, what? He gives Miley Cyrus a run for her money.
I don't know, like, what to make of something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? All joking aside, and just from everything that I'm starting to see in the news and everything that he's doing, if I'm Kim Kardashian, I don't want to be with this guy anymore. It's because it's starting to feel like it's like objective and it's like a project. It's like, in a weird way, I mean, of course, you got to be a fool to think that he, like, really actually loves her. And I just think that he's, like, in more, like, infatuated with, like, the idea of Kim Kardashian. I don't know if I'm explaining this well.
No, I actually, that's a really good point. I never really thought about it like
that.
Yeah,
I think that it's just the whole idea of this object, this Kim Kardashian name. And he's becoming, like, obsessed with this thing. And it's not actually her. It's telling Barack Obama, keep my baby mama's name out your mouth. Your wife can't. Did you see that?
He said that.
Yeah.
He said, we talked about it a few
weeks
ago.
There's something new. He was on a radio last week.
No, I know. The whole, your wife can't do what my girl did. We talked about that. But yeah, the whole thing where he's like, yeah, keep her name out your mouth. Like, really?
Yeah, he said, because we're both from Chicago. So, you know, like, I guess he was saying we can fight or something. I don't know. But it's just starting to get extremely weird. Now he's like pressuring the people of Vogue to put Kim on the cover. He's complaining that she doesn't have a Hollywood star. He's just infatuated with the idea of a Kim Kardashian instead of actually being in love with her. And it's becoming very sickening and very weird. And I think that has a lot to do with the video also. Like, come on now. Like, who actually does that? Like, you get your actual girl to grind you on a motorcycle for 3 minutes for everybody to see. It's just weird. It's really weird. If I was her, I would start questioning what the hell is going on with this.
You make – I'm stealing this from my column now, and I will give you full credit because it's a really good point.
You could just link our show and, you know, say –
Well,
know.
I'm going to link that anyway. Yeah. I would have linked it this week, but we didn't do a show last week. But because it is like the – that column is like a companion to the show basically, since we talk a lot of gossip but also some sports and whatnot. But anyway, yeah, I'm definitely – I never really thought about it like that, but as you were talking about it and explain it, it makes perfect sense. Like,
yeah,
I don't know if he loves her or he just loves, like, the idea of her, I guess.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the way he talks about her and everything, it makes a lot of sense. You're a brilliant mind, Chuki.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. That was challenging to explain, but I'm glad that you understand what I mean.
I completely knew you were coming from, though, and I mean, we have ESPN, so we're usually on the same wavelength.
Yeah, right.
but yeah, that whole video, I'm with you. Like, why would you do that, dude? Like,
right.
What's the point of it other than to show, hey, look, my girl's hot and she fucks me on a motorcycle? Like, dude, we know you're fucking. You got her pregnant.
I mean, like, how ignorant is it to say that Michelle Obama can't Instagram a pic like my girl Instagrammed the other day? Like, that's so objective. It's ignorant. It's very ignorant. It just is. And it's not really about Kim Kardashian anymore. It's just not.
The whole Walk of Fame star and stuff, like, what has she done?
Yeah, why are you saying that? And it's not like she's not the one trying to get on the cover of Vogue. You know what I mean? Like, this is Kanye West being crazy.
Yeah.
He's the one that's putting it out there that they need to put my girl on the cover of Vogue. It's not like she's tweeting, I can't believe that they won't put me on the cover of Vogue. It's weird.
Did you see them wearing matching outfits?
I think that he has everything to do with that.
I don't get why are you wearing matching outfits? I remember the one time, and I'm sure it's happened like a million times, but I'll just never forget Brittany and Justin wearing the denim outfits.
God, that's
like, who told you that was a good idea?
I don't know, but it was kind of cool back then.
No, it was terrible.
It was not cool, but, you know, we didn't look at it like it was terrible back then when we were at our age and just saw it.
I guess it was different back then because, like, oh, sweet Nana said Britney Spears. Right, right. Oh, cool Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. Like, they're so in love.
We're together,
stuff.
Wearing the same outfit. So cute.
Yeah, but now it's like you see it with Kanye and Kim, like, these fucking douchebags.
Right. I actually think about that all the time. Like, what's going on in today's generation? Like, right now, currently, like, what are we going to look back at from right now and be like, what the hell was that? Because we do it all the time. I mean, you know, each decade is just something new. And then we look back at the previous decade and say, what the hell was people thinking?
Yeah. When we have children, they're going to be like, that wasn't cool, Dad.
Right. Right.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Like, at the time, this was the coolest thing ever.
Right. So you know you're just complete bullshit if we think that it's horrible right now at the current moment, Kanye West and Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. How are Kim and Kanye going to top things next week? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Just two terrible people.
Yeah.
Let's change subjects to another terrible person. Team Breezy didn't bite on us yesterday.
No, they didn't. They really ignored us. You know what I was thinking of? I felt a little bit apologetic because I know that they saw our tweets and they probably were like very disgusted. But they decided not to say nothing. Like, I thought about how they personally felt, and I was like, oh.
I don't care.
I mean, you know. Oh, God, he's so horrible.
I think Team Breezy are a bunch of idiots.
I'm an English major, so is Team Breezy, is that like, would you say are or would you say is? Like, are they I think they're a singular team. So a singular, so it would be Team Breezy is.
Yeah, so it'd be is.
Yeah, it's is. Team Breezy is horrible.
Whatever.
The members of Team Breezy are horrible.
Yeah. Just a bunch of fucking idiots. And Chris Brown is the leader of the idiot brigade.
I looked to see what they were tweeting about, and it was all pray for Chris Brown and... Oh my God, is his album still gonna come out? And
yeah, like really?
Yeah, he threw a rock. While at the rehab, he got mad at his mother, for suggesting that he should stay a little while longer, and he picked up a rock and threw it through his mother's car window. His mother.
Listen, Chuki, I don't know if your mom ever tried to help you out with problems there. But, you know, she cares for you, and she wants you to get better and everything. And when that happens, you just got to be like, Mom, fuck you. I'm going to keep doing drugs and being angry and throwing. I like that he's in an anger rehab program.
Yeah.
And he responds by getting angry and throwing a fucking rock at his mom's car. Yeah.
What kind of rock was it? That was another thing I was thinking about. Like, okay. I just put myself in his shoes, and my mother just pissed me the hell off. Like, I actually, like, look on the ground, and I'm looking for rocks to pick up and throw it at her car.
Like, I feel like he had a rock in his pocket.
He was just already prepared.
Yeah.
See, and this is what Team Breezy doesn't understand, and that's why I wanted them to say something. I was really inviting them. I was dead serious because their argument is always, you know, kind of the, you, like I said to you, would you never get mad at your mother or something like that before? And no, I understand that. I understand people get mad at their mothers. I don't understand throwing a rock to your mother. I can't identify with that. I'm sorry, but I'm not completely judging him off of throwing a rock through his mother's car window. Because that is just him and his personal thing. I don't know him. I don't know exactly what was said between him and his mother. What Team Breezy has to understand is that this shit just keeps happening over and over and over again. Just the weirdest, angriest stories that you can possibly hear. And there's just no hope. And there's no stopping. He's sick. And his music sucks.
I like that you mentioned... Oh, God, people were tweeting, oh God, how's this gonna affect his album? Like, if you really cared about this dude, that shouldn't be your first thought.
Pray for Chris Brown. Is his album still gonna come out?
Yeah.
I don't think he gives a shit about that album right now.
Well, it's gonna suck. Anyway. But Team Breezy, I mean, we know you're a bunch of idiots, but at least try to have some perspective, you know?
Right.
We're both Eminem fans. I'm a huge Eminem fan. His drug addiction wasn't hugely publicized at the time. You know, you didn't read too much about it. But when he entered rehab, obviously that was a big story. And the first thing I didn't think was, oh, fuck, Eminem's in rehab trying to fix his drug addiction. What's this mean for his next album? No, it was,
All
right, cool, take care of your shit.
Right.
I hope you survive this.
Right.
And if you make music later,
right,
awesome. But first off, get your personal life in order.
Right. Oh, no, Eminem said he's going to kill his ex-girlfriend. Pray for Eminem. Pound sign, Team Emeezy.
Oh, Team Shady.
Team Shady. Okay.
Team Emeezy. Never say that again.
I'm sorry, Jeremy. Team Easy. It gotta be Easy.
Yeah. No, it's just Team Shady.
Alright.
And it's Slizzle. That was the, remember?
Yeah.
What was it?
Team Sleazy.
No, there's no E.
Alright, okay.
It's Izzle. Fuck, what was the song?
Team Marsh Easy.
No, what was the song off Eminem show? You pizzles forgot, Slizzle did not give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. To the roof.
Till I collapse.
I was getting there. Yeah. That's my favorite song on the CD, actually.
That was a badass.
I couldn't believe that shit. Oh, man. I listen to that shit all the time.
That's still an awesome song. I'm telling you, Marshall Mathers LP2 is up there with Eminem show.
You know what, my friend, I don't know exactly what he meant by this. Well, yes, I do, because the first Marshall Mathers was probably his best album. I always thought Eminem Show was his best album, but it's debatable in my opinion.
Okay, I actually agree with that. I think Eminem Show's very slept on.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was his best album. I was just always, that's the album I always wanted to listen to when I'm like, yo, I want to listen to some Eminem. I will always turn on Eminem Show. But one of my friends told me that Marshall Mathers LP2 is his second best album, and I forgot to ask him, like, what are you saying? Like, are you saying it's better than the Eminem Show, or are you saying it's better than the first Marshall Mathers? But I'm guessing he meant better than the Eminem Show.
Think you put the first Marshall Mathers LP, the Eminem Show, and the second Marshall Mathers LP. You just put that as a top three, and I mean, it's tough to find a better top three. Like,
okay.
I don't want to say they're interchangeable because, I mean, I have my specific order. But if people wanted to interchange them, I couldn't give too much of an argument as far as quality is, though.
Okay.
It's a good album. Listen to it.
I'll have an answer. Yeah, I'll have an answer by next week.
Just listen to it. Weirdo, still haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He did fine without me. Yeah, with his record.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think he cares that I didn't buy his album.
Yeah, God, I still can't believe you haven't listened to it. I was all looking forward to talk about this album. Because I really thought you hadn't tweeted anything about it. You hadn't said anything to me about it.
He thought I was just
saving it for the show. I was like, yeah, good move. Save it all for the show. And then, no, it's listen to it.
I actually said to myself today, he does know that I haven't listened to it, right?
No. I should have asked you. But,
yeah.
Let's talk sports for a bit. Your Giants are rolling.
Yeah, we are. My Giants, your Panthers are going to the Super Bowl.
I'm not getting ahead of myself, but that was a nice win on Monday.
I know you have like 10 TVs. What's going on between the Saints and Falcons right now?
That's actually not on one of my TVs.
You should be watching that, Mr. Panthers fan. I'm rooting against the Saints. I like the Panthers.
Here's the thing. On one TV, I only have three for those ones, not 10. If I had 10, it would be on one of them. One TV has my PS4 on, and I'm in the middle of playing NBA 2K. The other TV has the Avs game, and the other TV has the Thunder game, both of which are more important than Saints Falcons.
Okay.
And the Thunder are winning, and it looks like we're going to win, unless we completely blow this game. I'll flip to the Saints. Actually, I'll just look at this. Yeah, it'd be nice if the Falcons could win. Yeah. They sucked this year, but this would be a cool win.
It would be good for the Panthers.
It's 14-13 New Orleans, 8:50 left. So it's a close game.
Yeah. I want the Panthers to take the division. I'm proud of Cam Newton, man. I really am.
I am too. It's been so, like, the Monday night game, everyone just wanted to talk about the controversy and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was going to be a big deal. But loss and all that was just how great Cam Newton played.
Dude, I went to your Twitter at the day after to see how you felt about it. And I want to talk to you because I don't think that me and you are on the same page here.
Okay.
I don't think that it was a penalty. I seriously don't think it was a penalty.
Here's the thing. I don't know if it was a penalty. I don't agree with throwing the flag and then picking it up.
I can agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But to me, the ball was badly underthrown. And Gronkowski was running towards the end of the end zone. And his momentum was carrying him forward to the point where even if he wasn't even being touched, it was impossible for him to come back to that underthrown ball. And if you look closely, when he does turn around and look that the ball is being intercepted, he looks defeated, like as if, oh, damn, we lost. Not, where's the flag?
I'm in complete agreement with you there.
It's kind of like, damn, we lost. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, what the hell? Where's the flag?
Yeah, I'm actually with you. I think if there's no flag thrown, then people are just going to be like, okay, exactly. So maybe Kuechly got away with a hold, but it's not too bad. Like, they would have talked about how Brady underthrew it, how Gronkowski just had no chance at it, and that would have been that. But because the flag was thrown and then picked up, it became a much bigger story. And I never really like when a flag gets thrown and then picked up.
It's very weak. It's that back judge should be ashamed of it because it's like you're a bitch. It's like I threw the flag because I thought it was a penalty, and then you come running up to me and say no. And I'm like, okay, you're right. No, fuck that. I threw the flag. I saw that he was holding him. You know what I mean? It was just like he said, okay, you guys are right. Let's pick it up. Like, no.
Don't get me wrong. I love the call. I'm happy that he did pick up the flag.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. But, yeah, that's the one part I didn't like.
Another thing that bothers me, and I say this even if it's my team involved, I say it all of the time. You cannot harp on plays like that. I know that it sucks if you're a Patriots fan, and maybe it really was holding. But, come on. It's four quarters. It was a whole game. There was many chances for the Patriots to score. If it shouldn't have to come down to that last play. So you can't even – and you can't even – you can't even guarantee that if they ended up at the 1 yard line or they had like a 5 yard holding penalty that they would have scored a touchdown anyway. It shouldn't have to come down to that. That's what I always say. Like, you can't get mad at a field goal kicker for missing a game winning field goal. It should never came down to the game. What about all the other mistakes that was made by all of the other players there throughout the whole entire game?
I can't get mad at a field goal kicker because he has one damn job, and that's to make a field goal. And
understandable.
Do it.
Understandable. But think about how many fucked up plays there were throughout the whole game by other players, like a defensive player missing his assignment or a quarterback throwing an interception. That's just as bad as the field goal kicker missing, in my opinion.
No, I'm completely with you. You know, Stephen Ridley fumbled the ball on the 13-yard line in the second quarter,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly.
You know, holding the football there. The Panthers had two chances to intercept. Like, it got tipped, and it was in the hands of one of our players, and then he just kind of dropped it. Like, you know, that should have been intercepted. If that gets intercepted, it doesn't even come to that. So, yeah, it is more than just one play. I'm with you on people, and same thing if it's my team. I'm with you on not harping on something like that. Yeah. But, you know, Patriots fans got to be salty. Come on, Patriots.
But no,
fans,
and to your original point, we kind of went off and started talking about the penalty and stuff because of that's – That's the problem. Cam Newton was absolutely amazing. He was absolutely amazing. I don't know. I'm becoming a very huge fan of his. Maybe it's because he's on my fantasy team. It's not like I've been cheering for him fantasy wise. I've been actually watching him every week. You know what I mean? I never really cared about Carolina games unless it was on the TV. Now I'm actually like streaming the games and stuff every Sunday, and I'm watching him, and he's really growing and maturing, and like the confidence, the personality, the leadership. His mechanisms, everything is really developing, and he's scary. I think that the Panthers are scary good. If he doesn't turn that ball over, and with that defense, I think they have a legitimate chance to make the Super Bowl this year. I really do.
I mean, I've obviously been watching Cam Newton since he got drafted. I've been covering the team for the site the past 2 years, so I've seen the ups and downs. I've seen where, like, the first 2 weeks of the season, mainly weeks. I guess it was the first 2 weeks of the season against Seattle and against Buffalo. I've seen how we've blown every close game. Like those two games in the first couple weeks of the season, that's just what's been happening to this team every single week for the past 2 years with Newton and Rivera.
Yes, since I've been following you on Twitter, I've been seeing you tweet about that exact thing.
Yeah, it's what happens. Like, as a Panthers fan with Cam Newton and Ron Rivera, if we have a lead in the fourth quarter, we're just expected to blow it. And if Cam needs to put together a game-winning drive, I just expect him to turn the ball over or get sacked or something. But, yeah, he's this year, and specifically that game, he's put it all together. That game-winning drive he led was outstanding. We had no run game on Monday night. He led the team in rushing. That one play where he went back like 14 yards and then somehow turned it into a 14-yard gain was absolutely incredible. Yeah, he's finally putting it all together. It's been great to see. I'm still not going to say this is a Super Bowl caliber team, but I like where things are going right now, and hopefully they continue this way. We got to beat Miami this week. One game at a time, Shuki.
Yeah. Well, the Giants are going to the Super Bowl. I take back what I said about the Panthers. The Giants are winning out, going to the Super Bowl.
They've been winning. I can't name you a team they've beaten that's any good, but they've been winning.
So what? Yes, they've been winning. A win is a win, right?
This is true. Everyone talked about how all the Panthers in their four-game winning streak, they hadn't beaten anybody. Well, then we beat San Francisco, and then we beat New England. So we've beaten teams now.
And it was a very, very close game with the Seattle Seahawks. So a game that they blew, actually.
We've only really, we should have won the Seattle game. We should have won the Buffalo game. And the Arizona game, I still don't know what happened there. Cam was just bad.
Yeah.
But ever since the Arizona game, we haven't lost. So, and we're playing good football. Hopefully it continues. And it looks like we're going to make the playoffs. I'm still not, counting my blessings.
But yeah.
Look pretty good right now. Your Giants are looking good. That division sucks.
Yes, there's a very legitimate chance. Right. Very, very legitimate chance of making the playoffs, which I predicted a couple of weeks ago. You told me no.
Well, I hope you're right. And I hope we get to play each other. We'll destroy you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to play.
Maybe you'll score on us this time.
It's so funny how things change after a couple of weeks, Jeremy.
I know. I really thought
you
we were going to
guaranteed me that the Giants was going to get their first win of the season.
I know.
And I said, wait a minute, Jeremy. I don't know about all of that. And it was pretty bad. Yeah. Well.
Let's get to our closing segments, I guess, unless you got anything else you want to talk about.
No.
Okay. I don't even know what our looking back is because it's been so long. So I'm not even going to.
Mine's was probably Eminem CD.
Yeah. A lot of good that did you. What's your. we won't do looking forward to just yet. Wait, who are you creeping on now?
I think. I don't want to change my creep because I know I'm going to be creeping on Ariana Grande next week. So I'm going to continue to creep on Ariana Grande right now.
All right.
So I don't want to sound like a hoe.
Like a hoe? Sure. That makes perfect sense.
It would have been McCurdy, but, you know.
Yeah, you have to link me.
If her vines were impressive at 1 o'clock in the morning, then I would have been I guess I was creeping on her. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'd say.
That's pretty creepy, watching all of her vines at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had to work at 6 in the morning. So. I was like, please go to sleep. Please. I was just like talking to myself.
I'm interested to watch these vines now.
Yeah.
What's your what the fuck of the week? I feel like there's about 15 to choose from.
Right. Like just everything we talked about. It got to be Chris Brown. I'm just sorry. You just don't throw a rock through your mother's car window. That's literally what the fuck. I'm sorry. It's just crazy.
I'm going with the Kim and Kanye. Video.
Yeah. Or how about the AMAs giving Rihanna the Icon Award?
How about the AMAs letting Pitbull host?
Yeah, or letting Miley Cyrus close the show. Or how about Miley Cyrus?
AMAs.
Yeah, AMAs. Let's both give a what the fuck to the AMAs.
I'm fine with that.
No, we just give a what the fuck to everything we talked about just now.
Yeah.
WWE for that bullshit Survivor Series. Miley Cyrus for shaving her fucking eyebrows. The AMAs, Kanye West, Chris Brown. Yeah. Sounds
everything
that sounds,
except for our sports team.
Right,
doing good.
Right, right.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing Ariana Grande perform at the AMAs. That sounds very exciting. You said two songs. She's gonna sing. Tattooed Heart. I know that because I creep on her and I watch her interviews. She's going to sing Tattooed Heart.
All right.
Because every time somebody asks her to sing, she starts singing Tattooed Heart.
What other song is she going to do? Predict it.
She's going to do the Mac Miller shit because it's the hit. And then she's probably going to start off with Tattooed Heart and then break into.
Okay.
Maybe Mac Miller might even come out.
I hope not. I'm not a big Mac Miller fan.
I'm not at all. And I think his verse on that song is fucking horrible.
Yeah, I don't really listen to the song for him.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? Oh, you already did that.
Yeah.
My looking forward to is you finally getting the Eminem CD so we can talk about it next week.
So now I have to get it.
I don't care how you acquire it. Lie to me, Chucky. Lie to me. Tell me you bought it and downloaded.
Yeah, I bought it. Like clicking download and shit.
Listen to the songs on YouTube. I don't care.
You have a point. I could have at least listened to the songs on YouTube.
Just listen to the damn thing so we can talk about it.
They even streamed it on iTunes.
I know.
I refuse to listen to it. All right. I'm going to buy the album tomorrow.
Better.
Yeah.
I look forward to talking to you.
Okay.
All right. That's getting over the show. We'll be back next week. Well, maybe. It's Thanksgiving next Thursday.
Oh, no, yeah. We're not going to be back next week.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do an earlier show.
Drunk off. We could probably do it Thursday morning because I'm going to be spending time with my Puerto Rican family. So I'm going to be pretty.
I couldn't do it Thursday morning. I'm traveling Thursday morning.
Yeah. I'm going to be pretty drunk.
We might figure something out. I hate that we always like do a week and then take a week off. And then
yeah, I know. It sucks.
We need to get on a more consistent schedule. Maybe we'll figure something out. We'll talk about it. Because I want to talk about this damn Eminem CD.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we could probably just record another day of the week next week.
Yeah. We'll figure something out. So we might be back next week. I don't know. Kanye West goes off on Bruno Mars in concert over MTV VMA win.
You know what?
Fucking guy.
So he just makes it worse and worse. He's just going to really make it worse and worse. Really. And you know what? I saw somebody. I follow some of my friends that live in New York. They went to the concert yesterday. I just ignored it. I was like, hell no. Somebody tweeted, oh my God, he's talking about Bruno Mars. And I thought that they were talking about Kanye because I knew that they were at the concert. So they... That's what they must have been talking about. I guess he did a rant about the MTV Awards. How many awards? Bruno Mars didn't even win that many awards.
I'll look that up in a second. But Wes said Bruno Mars won all the motherfucking awards and shit. And I was thinking about what Rick Rubin told me, because I don't give a fuck about no TV show. But what I care about is if you're an artist and you work hard as fuck and the streets say you deserve that shit, then can't no motherfucking networks try to gas everybody up so they sell some product with the prettiest motherfucker out. What?
You gotta be kidding me. So you're telling me that Bruno Mars doesn't work hard?
I don't even understand this rant.
I don't understand it, but it's still, I know that it's fucking insulting to Bruno Mars, that's for sure. Whatever the hell he's saying.
It's very insulting to Bruno Mars.
I don't think that Bruno Mars won that many VMAs.
He won Best Male Video.
Okay.
He won Best Choreography. Did Kanye West want to win Best Choreography?
Right.
I bet he does for Bound 2. Like, look how we choreographed this shit.
Oh, yeah, he definitely wants to win that.
He should be mad at Macklemore. This motherfucker won like 18 awards.
Yeah, and Macklemore, they're not pretty. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Bruno Mars won 2 awards.
He won 2 awards.
One was Best Choreography.
He won 2 awards and performed 1 song, Gorillaz, in the middle of the show. He was just a regular person at the show. And he's very talented. I'm done. Let's close the show. I'm done.
You should be mad at Macklemore won like 3 awards. Justin Timberlake won a bunch of awards.
I'm done.
Why does he hate on Bruno Mars? Like, where does this come from?
He's on drugs.
I don't understand this guy. I don't get it. Maybe I'll never get it. Fucking guy, though. All right, we're gonna end it there. More Kanye West talk. Jesus.
Yeah.
Follow Chuki on Twitter and Instagram at @wolf_Chuki, Chuki. The Thunder just beat the Clippers. Suck it.
That's Clippers. Awesome. Yeah, Clippers, suck it.
We would have won earlier this year, except they kicked out Ibaka.
Right.
Lame. Chuki on Twitter and Instagram. Me on Twitter at JeremyLambert88. I tweet about things. Chuki tweets about things. We tweet at each other about things. How's that for a plug?
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, everybody. Don't give us no motherfucking awards. We didn't work hard enough.
Right. You're just pretty.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.